The Loose and Lazy Podcast is a news comedy podcast meant for entertainment purposes only. None of the information provided is meant to be taken seriously. Explicit content. Thank you.
My name is Joe Kramer, and I'm a massage instructor. With this self-anal massage, you can reclaim an important part of yourself. You know little babies enjoy their assholes. When you were very young, you had no shame. You certainly didn't carry tension in your sphincter muscles. We were taught that there are places on our body that we should avoid, and the asshole is at the top of the list. What is the purpose of this anal taboo? Break the taboo and see what happens. Remember, till I was 30 years old, I hated my asshole. I had non-stop inflamed hemorrhoids. Not fun. Even had surgery on my asshole. Breathing techniques demonstrated in this video, I have relaxed and healed my asshole. I have a whole new relationship with that part of my body, and I wish the same for you.
Lazy type, the type to put my work off. I claim I'm doing work, but I'm probably drinking Smirnoff. Being lazy in my room, sat on Facebook, watching every update and reading
and
how
now,
your day goes.
Pro P, give me that the asshole is healed. Loose Lazy Mike is back.
What's going on, everybody? I guess
welcome the asshole.
Are we really doing this again, dude?
We're back.
Okay, how long has it been?
The Loose and Lazy Podcast.
It's been a while.
It's been almost 2 years, son.
Has it really been 2 years?
Almost.
Wow. What's been going on these last 2 years with you, dude?
Well, after listening to that intro, I can tell you've
What was he saying? Was he saying asshole or asshole? Asshole or asshole, because it was on YouTube. This was obviously on YouTube, so it's... It's educational,
all
right?
All I know is that if we get sued for copyright infringement for that petty-ass fucking...
No, it's not. I got clear. What? Stop with that. I got clearance for that. He signed releases and everything.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
For your asshole. It's been 2 years. Let's just run with that number.
Okay, we'll do 2 years, I think.
Dude, I'm a little balder. Your body's now
a little
showing.
Buffer. I've got the 8-pack popping instead of the 6-pack, right?
The estrogen's kicked in once you got off the steroids.
Yeah, that
How
was
are you
bad.
Dealing with that lactation?
I'm like a cow now. I get milked every day.
Nice.
So that's how that happens.
Nice. So by the farmer's son.
Mm-hmm. How do you?
Is it Mike? How does it feel? How does it feel to be back? In this landscape of zillions of podcasts,
it feels like we're gonna get lost in the mix. But I think
I say forget that. I say we stake our claim and plant our flag.
Okay,
again, reclaim our territory, Mike.
You know what? I went to a. I'm so cool. I went to a live recording of a podcast last week.
Oh my gosh!
All right,
how'd it go?
I think, how do I start this off without offending the audience?
You were one of them, remember.
I was, but I'd like to say I was not.
You were a spectator?
Yeah, I was more of a spectator. Yeah, of the audience.
Yeah.
And when I walk in there, it's in the back of a comic book shop, so it's...
Fuck, it just gets worse, doesn't
yeah.
it?
It's in the basement of a comic book shop over in Hollywood, so it's... I mean, I guess it's kind of popular or famous. I'm not going to name the podcast because I don't want to go with people we're competing with.
You see it as a competition?
I do, but...
That's a very alpha male thing.
It is.
Like, but you're a beta male.
Okay, so I look around this room we're waiting in, and I'm observing the people that are there.
Yes.
The women, there's actually women there.
How can you tell that they're actually women?
Well, that's the problem. It's just the fact that they kind of look like you with long hair.
So they're voluptuous.
They're very voluptuous women.
There you go. Okay.
Let's call them rotund women.
They're stacked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them look like they haven't shaved their pits in a while.
Some of them look like they're wearing shoulder pads, but they're not.
Okay, and then let's go to the guys. The guys have... there's a lot of dandruff on all these guys for some reason. And they're all wearing black shirts with dandruff.
Well, there is a drought, you know. You got to conserve water.
Well, yeah, yeah. And I mean, not to offend any of our audience. I think our audience is a little cooler, wouldn't
we
you
We love our carnies. I mean, our fans.
Yeah, there you go.
We love you guys.
And I mean, do you think, how do you think the podcast audience has evolved? Is it still a bunch of nerds?
No.
I
think you're more often than not, it's your average Joe that is tired of the radio and has the access to like apps like Stitcher and iTunes on their phones that listen to, like, they randomly search after they listen to the bigger podcasts like The Nerdist and Adam Carolla and all the other cool podcasts. They probably
we're not
search.
Part of the cool podcast. Is that what you're saying?
We're the redheaded cool stepchild.
No, I think we're the jocks of the podcast world, aren't you? Don't you think?
We're
the jocks?
Okay, define how we fit there.
Okay, so you remember in high school.
This is masturbatory talking about ourselves and how we fit in the landscape of other podcasts.
Well, yeah, it has to
be. No narcissism.
No, of course not. I think, you remember in high school there was the jocks.
Yeah.
You had the nerds.
Yeah.
You had the people that really weren't into anything. They were, who were they? They were the neutral people, I guess you would say. They wouldn't get picked on or anything, but they weren't really recognized.
Yeah.
We
had the people that didn't speak English very well. Thankfully, you learned. So now I have a co-host.
Yeah, being from Southern California, I guess you have to divide it into that group. The non English speaking people,
the ESL people.
But it's not even that. It's
then there was the band.
But wait, let's go back to non-English people. It wasn't even people that didn't speak English because they spoke Spanish. There was this big what do you call it, melting pot of people, a lot of different...
Yeah, people from all over the place, but mostly like Hispanic and Asian cultures.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. We accepted you into our country. You assimilated.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be getting my citizenship soon. So
yeah, well your student visa wore out, but
yeah.
Hey, that's a loophole in the Constitution. That's okay.
Okay.
Where do we fit there?
I think we are a step above the neutrals.
So we're in the trash can,
almost,
or in the locker.
No, we're not even in there. They stopped doing that to us a while back. We've actually got some.
You're the cool kid with the porn?
Yes.
You're the creepy kid with the porn, but he's popular with all the males.
Yeah, because you know everybody needs to jack off. So you're saying we're with apps. We've got apps. Are we still on Stitcher?
We're still on Stitcher. We're on iTunes, and it's a select few episodes. I guess you decided what the best of was.
Yes, I'm going to charge people for that.
So yeah.
That should work out well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. People are clamoring to download our podcast. But, excuse me, we have what? In our whole history, we had like 70 episodes, give or take?
Yeah, a little over 70.
Okay, and what we have available is maybe a handful, 20?
Yeah, because
20.
I'm way too cheap to pay for the bandwidth. So
We used to have the bandwidth with all of them up there, and I think I knew a very generous person that paid for it,
but now
that's neither here nor
now
there.
Now that person has become... Are you still unemployed?
Oh, the last time we spoke yes. to the world? No, a lot has changed in the last... 2 years.
Well, all right. So you've got a job now? Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, it's my first job ever. Numbnuts. Like, you make it sound like it's my first time ever having a job.
I would cheers you on getting a job.
Yes, I work at Little Caesars with my naked butt on the pizza dough. That's what I do.
Can you tell that story?
Well, because it's a story that I heard, like, it's like playing telephone. No, I'm not going to tell that
story. Well, then why do you can't do any inside baseball jokes here, fucker?
I'm sure everybody in the middle of the country, where there's no movie theaters or accessible beaches or mountains or anything cool, they probably just hang out at Little Caesars and they have nothing to do, so they take off their underwear and sit on the pizza dough.
All right, so
I'm sure that's a lot more common in Idaho than or wherever, you know.
like people born messing with food? Is it just, do you think that still happens here, like in Southern California, right?
Food terrorism?
Yeah.
Well, if you've watched Fight Club, I'm sure you would understand. A lot of people do that.
All right.
I still, after watching Fight Club, will never order, what's that, Alfredo sauce on anything.
I don't remember what happened.
What do you think?
The obvious.
Remember what they used to do to you in high school in the locker room? Now I'm pasta.
A lot of b-hole play.
Yeah. Bukkake bruschetta. No, I'm not going to do that.
All right. All right. So, all right. Let's get back on track here. I moved back in with my parents. So that's an upbeat right there.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, so you started eating normally again and your clothes are getting washed?
Yeah, 35-year-old moving back with his parents.
There you go.
Pretty awesome.
Wow, I thought that it must have been a while since we last recorded, because that's what we recorded. You were 28. What the hell happened?
Okay, so let me tell you the worst thing about being a grown-ass man and moving back in with your parents.
Your parents still have sex.
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of bed rattling going on. Where do I even start with this?
Your dad get your mom drunk, or how does that
start? No, it has nothing to do with that. I try to stay out of the house as long as possible, so I'll go to work till about 5, and I'll try not to come home till about 11 o'clock at
okay.
night.
Your parents have strong libidos.
Yeah. And so it's really weird, you know, having to put your name back on the orange juice because you don't want your fucking mom and dad drinking your orange juice.
You catch your parents drinking it out of the carton.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, those are my egg beaters.
And I do the neck slicing motion to my mom. So that's pretty good. the fact that I'm sleeping on an inflatable mattress is great, too.
Well, I'm glad that you're actually sleeping on the mattress and not performing on the mattress.
Oh, well try this, going out with somebody and letting them know, you know what, I can't take you home tonight because, you know, I live with my mom and dad.
What do you say?
He was kind of cool about it, I guess. You know, car anal is always the best anal.
Hey, rodeo. There you go. Rodeo time in the Prius.
Are you still at home?
Yeah. But I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah, I'm a little ashamed of it, man.
Yeah. Well, it's because you've had your independence and shit went downhill.
Yeah, there you go. I love that pause you got there. But I think...
So do you miss... I don't know, whatever married life was?
No.
Because those of you who listened to the first episodes of The Recent Lazy...
I complained a lot about my married life.
No, not about that, but you, the divorce court, not only were you an extra on that show, you played a major role a couple of times on that show.
I did. So
you're kind of like Elizabeth Taylor. You have a few marriages on your belt.
Yeah, I think going into the second divorce, you kind of stop and think about, I think, blaming it on yourself. Or you know what I mean? Once you fail at things twice, why are you going to try to do it again, you know?
That's true, yeah. Like they say, get knocked down twice, stay down twice.
But maybe third time's a charm. There you go.
There you go. All right.
I'm very optimistic about my shit, dude.
And you know what? Equally, that just reminds me that Death Wish 3 is my favorite Charles Bronson movie. But anyways.
So I'm the Charles Bronson of marriage, is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you are. Or you're maybe the Clint Eastwood of marriages. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, we'll see what happens. I will update you on anything that goes on on my non-dating life because I sleep on an inflatable mattress.
For those of you that care.
There you go. How about you? What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Working at a major religious institution. So I get a lot of... what can I say? A lot of brainwashing going on everywhere from different people in different respects.
Can you name the religion?
I'd rather no.
Well, let me give you a fake name. Let's call it Mathlicks. How about that? Is that okay? That's nobody knows.
Sounds like what I used to do with my college professor after she was tutoring.
Oh, there you go. All right, so you're working at a place like that now.
Yes.
And what goes on there? I mean,
you know what? I don't have anything against homosexuality, but I do laugh at the fact that where I work, has a history of being anti-homosexual.
Yeah.
And the hypocrisy, because about 90% of the people that I work with are homosexual. And very stealthy homosexuals, too.
What do you mean stealthy?
They do everything they can to be normal, except just outright say that they're gay.
Yeah.
But they can...
They can't say that they're gay.
No, but they are blatantly gay.
Are they? And everybody knows
it. Yes, and everybody knows it, but nobody says anything. It's like we're in the army. Don't ask, don't tell, but we know what you're doing. We know what you did last summer. You know what I mean? So it's kind of funny. Like, they're kind of free and comfortable. If you guys hear that snoring, hold on.
Yeah, there's a dog in here. Yeah.
A French bulldog, which is a pretty cool freaking dog, but she's a loud little dog.
God.
Anyways, they're out without having to say it, but everybody knows it. And there's kind of, I don't know what it's like for them, but it seems like they're like free in that, and that's kind of cool.
They're free in their environment where they're supposed to be hated?
They're free in their environment. No, not supposed to be hated. They're free in their environment where they're supposed to repress those urges.
Mm.
And they don't go out practicing. It's not like I work in a pagan... Roman banquet where everybody's having gay sex or nothing. No, 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 no. But they're supposed to repress those feelings.
Okay.
Or those urges and just don't say nothing, you know? And they don't, but it's like, you know, there's some lives being lived, you know? You can tell. Some
lives being...
Yeah, you know? Are you saying... And whatever they do...
There's a lot of ecstasy dropping going on at night.
Yeah, a lot of... Saying. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Because that's what all gay people do, apparently.
Right. Do all gay people drop ecstasy?
I guess so. That's what you're implying, but all right. But they're really... Like, I get a lot...
Are they all at the pottery bar now?
Yeah, exactly.
I should stop.
Half of them have lisps. I don't know. Whatever the stereotypes are. Anyways, the other day, I worked with a pretty diverse group of people.
Yeah.
But I have an African-American lady who is about, I don't know, she's close to 90. Sweet old lady. I never thought of her as being bigoted in any way. And she went off on politics. And as soon as that conversation took that turn, I was like, oh, shit. How do I get off this road? I don't want to go down this road because I hate talking about politics with people because people, you know, they hold on to their beliefs pretty sternly and they want to, like, make you believe what they believe.
Okay.
So she went down this road and then she started talking about homosexuals and she started throwing out the worst stereotypes out there that even I didn't hear before. And she's like, you know that all homosexuals cheat. It's a known fact that 95% of homosexuals cheat. I was like, I'm not even gay, and I know that's not even true. What the fuck is wrong with you? Wait. And she went off throwing like all these stereotypes at me, and I was like, lady, I felt like telling her, lady, you're really offensive.
Okay.
And I know...
How old do you think she was?
She's still alive, but she's close to 90.
Okay, so you realize that she came from the era where you had to kind of she probably had to sit in the back of the bus.
Yeah.
And she experienced racism when it was real racism.
Well, you know what though? She's from New York, so maybe she didn't. She didn't grow up in the South. She grew up in the open-minded.
New York in the South?
Or? Yes, dickhead. It's in the fucking South. So that guy's penis is named New York, and he puts it in your South.
There you go.
So there was a, you know, in the East Coast and the West Coast, back then I would hope, I don't know, I wasn't alive then, would like to think that they were more open-minded than the South was.
Well, yeah, but...
I'm sure there was a lot of racism anyways, but probably not as bad as the South. People are more educated in New York and on the West Coast.
Okay, and at the same time, you see that the fact that she's 90 years old, she's probably very a devout whatever she is.
Yeah,
religion.
Mathematician, yeah.
And she probably really takes the Bible to... all right.
Yeah, go ahead. She takes, remove it from your mouth and talk.
She probably takes whatever following she has to heart. You know, anything that's said, she really practices, just like the Westboro Baptist Church, the God Hates Facts people, how they quote every part of the Bible, and they'll show you where it says that you can't be gay, blah blah blah, shit like that.
This dog's throwing the most ranted farts.
Yeah, and so what happens is, I mean, I think religion needs to evolve with the times, don't you think?
I think not necessarily the religion, because the religion really hasn't changed. The books are thousands of years old, but it's the mindset that's being applied to the interpretation of the books that has evolved. Yeah. And right now, politically, we live in a time where it's fashionable to be anti-homosexual or move it into like anti-race, interpret it as being anti-race.
Wait, it's fashionable to be anti-homosexual?
Amongst certain groups of Bible-believing.
Yeah, I think it's both that's the way, the extreme now, because I think what happens is you have those people that are anti-homosexual, and then you have people that are actually, you know, pro-gay marriage, pro-gay rights.
Because you can interpret it to and defend your beliefs however you want.
Yeah, but nowadays, you know, especially where the times we're at, I think there is no middle ground anymore. There isn't people who are, I don't know. There's either people who are for it or people who are against it. There's nobody who's, like, in the gray area. There isn't anybody.
I fall in the gray area. Like, I haven't put the time in to consider where I stand on a lot of stuff. I try to be objective on things, because people can come up to you and give you a smashing argument for a lot of things.
Well, yeah, those are called infomercials, dude.
There you go. So, but fundamentalists exist, like that. Working where I work now, I've learned that there are, you know, liberal people and conservative people, and they believe completely different things, but they both claim to be of the same religion.
Yeah.
Under the same roof. And that's kind of weird. And I try to be an outsider of it, and just, like, I'm not into, what do they call the study of human...
sociology?
No, not so. Yeah, anthropology?
Yeah.
Sociology. I'm not an anthropologist or a sociologist, but it's interesting to just observe that and the way people, like you were saying.
I think if you're not that, then you're just called a creep.
I'm not outside the bushes.
You're called being very creepy. Do you go in your van after work?
Yes, the creep van. Yeah. I roll up.
Your blacked out window van.
Yes, my bag of lollipops.
Bag of balls. There you go.
Bag of balls. Ew. Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from that. We're talking kind of about apps. So I have an app that I want to run.
What's
by
app with you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, there you go. Nice. Well, I have an app I want to run by you. I was very drunk when I thought of this app.
Of course. Let's not forget. Let's remind people of episode one, our very first episode, where you thought of the app. I forget what you call it. I think it's called Faceback. You called it.
Yeah. We'll post that episode, but it's another app.
Tell them what it did.
Okay, well, that app from episode one was an app that, you know, we like guys like their porn. Guys really like their porn, and so, you know, wouldn't it be good, like, if you saw a really attractive girl on the street? You saw her on the street, but, you know, guys have, well, let me start all over. Guys like their porn, and guys have their mental masturbation Rolodex, is what we call it. And so we have our go-to porn, or we go-to memory that we kind of, you know...
The spank bank.
Yeah. It's our spank bank. And so what if you see a girl on the street that's cute, beautiful, whatever, you're very attracted to. So what you can do is take a picture of this girl.
Creepy.
Non-creepy. Not in a non-creepy way. Maybe go to a bar and take a selfie with her. That's okay. Creepy. So what you can do is, you know, take a picture of this girl. And what this app will do is, once you take a picture of this girl, it'll scan the internet to look for a porno movie with a girl that looks exactly like her. So instead of using your imagination, why not just use porn?
That's two levels of creepy.
It is. But no, but it's not. How many guys would actually purchase? I think a lot of guys would purchase this.
Because most guys are creepy.
Yeah, of course. We're all creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next app I think I came up with is a sexual Yelp. I think I would participate in this, and I think you would too. A lot of people would. What it is, it's you've been on Yelp, right?
So she would have to go on.
Okay, so you've been on Yelp. What Yelp does is it reviews different places, businesses, everything. It reviews everything. Everybody can put a review on it. So what we can do, say you were with, I don't know, let's call her Tiffany. You want to see how Tiffany's in bed. So
yeah, you're with a 1980s pop star.
Yeah, there you go. And when you're with her, you say, I think we're alone now. So, and so what you do is, you know, you type in, I don't know, Tiffany Vargas, and her sexual Yelp comes up. And she has reviewers of how she is in bed.
You want a Carfax for women.
Yes, but it's not just women. It's men, too. You know, it can be, 6 months ago, Tiffany was with John, and John's review is she has a cavernous vagina or something. What the fuck? And so she's got one star on sex.
But on Yelp, some businesses paid to have their reviews moved up.
Well, as you can with sexual Yelp. And I was talking to a friend about this, and this friend doesn't think that a lot of people would go on.
I think a lot of people would go on sexual Yelp.
Yeah, it's simply because of the fact that everybody just wants to be on any type of social media. Anything brand new that's kind of what maybe you want to call cutting edge.
Yeah.
People are going to jump on it, and I think sexual Yelp will work for a lot of people. Say you're really into this girl, beautiful girl. But she's horrible in bed. Wouldn't you want to know this beforehand? Or she gives a really toothy blowjob? If a girl gave you a toothy blowjob, would you stay in the relationship? I'm giving you the hard-hitting questions, dude.
If a girl gave me a toothy blowjob?
Yes. It felt like a cheese grater on your cock.
Wouldn't you just pinch your earlobes a little so she let off?
What?
What? It's just as weird as you saying a toothy blowjob.
You've never received a toothy blowjob from a girl.
No.
Okay. There are some girls that don't know how to give a blowjob, and they use a lot of teeth.
So you just say, Granny, take out your dentures, please.
So if you knew all this going into the relationship, because ultimately sex is a big part of a relationship, wouldn't you agree?
I would say it's, 70-80%?
Hey, that's kind of high, okay, but... Okay.
Well, some of us still have a functioning sexual drive.
Okay, so...
Don't do drugs, people. It'll ruin you like it did Mike.
So what I'm trying to say is, say it's 50%. It's over 50%.
Damn, I feel sorry for whatever girls you're with.
Nope, there you go. It's over 50%. And... If she's bad in bed, wouldn't you want to know and not waste your time in the relationship and trying to establish a relationship with her?
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to answer that question because it's a selfish as fuck question. Because
so you would say, you're saying you would stay in a relationship where you had horrible sex,
but it goes both ways. It's not just her having to work on her technique. What about the way she perceives you and how good you are with her, unless you're Captain fucking...
But what if you had 4 stars on your sexual Yelp and she had 2?
So that's what you're presuming, that you knocked it out of the park.
Yes, I think I am.
Okay. All right.
I like b-hole play and everything.
Yeah, but that's when you tape 2 boba straws to your dick and like a fucking... what do they call that? Like a broken leg, you know? And it works.
No, so... I mean, so answer the question.
Like a splint.
So beautiful girl, great personality. You go on her sexual Yelp. She has 1.5 stars.
I'd say I'd stick it out just because if she's cool, then, you know, that can be worked on.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm naive, and I try to give women the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that's not something you should need to do right now. Yeah, well. You're 39 years old.
Yeah,
you're
fuck, you're 39. Fuck you.
You have nothing going on.
Yeah.
So I think you need
nothing going on except a clean sexual history, and I'm pretty good.
Yep, that's how far you've gotten.
Yep.
But I think...
Three-legs McGee, that's what they call me.
There you go. So when we go over to sexual Yelp, things like that.
What if your buddies go on there and give you like a poor rating?
Yeah. So you get trolled on sexual Yelp.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the risk you're willing to take if you're on sexual Yelp, though. You kind of have to know that some people are going to give you bad reviews, but you can still respond to your sexual Yelp saying, hey, this is what happened.
In real life, have you ever gotten a bad Yelp review?
No.
Like, has a girl ever told you? Well, you know, could have lasted a little longer. Or no. Why did you fall asleep in between my legs?
All right, let me ask you a question.
When's the last time you took a shower?
I have a really good question for you, because this happened to somebody I know, so I wanted to see what you would do.
Go on.
So my buddy said he was having sex with this girl.
Yes.
And they were doing, you know, they were drinking some beers, whatever. And they started messing around, fooling around, and she had a little more alcohol than he did. And while they were having sex, she falls asleep. She passes out. No. Let's not say pass out, because pass out sounds very creepy.
I was going to say, does this go into rape territory?
No. You know, they're going out. They're boyfriend, girlfriend, he said. But she passes out. And he asked me the question, would you keep going? Is what I'm asking.
Well, that's the obvious no.
You would stop mid pump?
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't anybody?
I don't know.
Unless it's your wife and you know it's cool.
So it's only wife. Only wife.
She's blacked out drunk. She's asleep.
No. She started off saying, "Oh yeah, I'm into this. Let's do it."
Yeah, but if she went to like, okay, that's a small time frame. Let's take an average Mike sexual encounter, okay, which is only 2 minutes in total.
Yeah, got it.
So from 30 seconds in, she's into it to 2 minutes out, where she's already asleep and Mike's already done.
Yeah.
Think about that. what, you know, was she really into it?
Yeah.
Or was she half asleep already?
No, she was very into it. Yep. Very into it. So, what would... All right. So, my answer...
Go on.
The answer to that question, I told him, is I wouldn't stop. I'd keep going.
Okay.
Because she consented to it ahead of time.
And you, why can't you say it with a straight face? Why are you getting the creep laugh?
Because it sounds the way I'm phrasing it sounds kind of creepy.
I think your conscience is coming forth.
No. What happens is you.
Even creepy guys have consciences.
He said that they were in her house. It was her place. They were hanging out, and they had sex, and she fell asleep.
He had sex. She fell asleep.
Yeah. Okay. So my response is, I told him, you know what, I would keep going. And I asked him what he did, and he said he had to finish.
I think the guy part of me is like, all right, yeah, because once you start, it's hard to stop. But do you want to keep going out with this chick, or is it that's just like the ultimate and like selfish, like fuck, I just gotta get mine, I gotta get mine off, and that's it.
No, I mean, I from
it what is
I,
pretty creepy.
From what I know about them, that they're really, you know, they're
good. She's cool with it.
Yeah, she's cool with it.
Okay, that's all
so,
right.
No. So this is the story. And he woke her up and he said, you know, I had to finish. And she laughed and laughed it off, and that's it.
Because she, yeah, as a chick, she's probably like, wow, I don't even feel it.
Yeah,
That kind of sucks. I feel bad for him.
So yeah, I mean,
how would you feel? I got a question for you.
All right,
how would you feel if the woman you're having sex with falls asleep? Wouldn't that hurt your pride a little bit? You literally put her to sleep, and not in a good way.
Hey, you know what? It kind of hurt my pride.
Yeah, it's not putting that ass to sleep.
That kind of sucks.
Putting her to sleep.
All right, but what if it was in the...
You inoculated her, but with like a sedative.
What was in like... What if it was like in number 4 sex round or something, you know? No, I'm not convincing you.
Nobody believes you've had a number 4 sex round, Mike.
All right, so I guess, yeah, it'd be kind of offensive, I guess.
Kind of creepo. What do you guys think, audience?
Yeah.
Send us an email, looseandlazypodcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Yo. I'm about to blow like I'm aiming a rifle. Phases immature like it says on the title. Deranged in the mind and I'm crazed like Michael. I borrow Halloween but I ain't taking the Michael. So just watch me smash this. Getting kind of shitty like my name is
Cash. Music or what?
Alright, so welcome back everybody. Now we're bringing back a fun old segment called Top 10.
We're doing a Top 10 list. So here's our new title. You see this list right here in front of you?
Yes,
right?
I do.
Alright, this is the Top 10 Signs You're Whipped. All right, so number 10, You're no longer interesting, funny, or desirable.
Oh.
Essentially, her power over you has managed to drain you of all your willpower and creativity.
Ouch.
So, have you ever been in a relationship where you're just, no, all chicks have stopped trying to talk to you or look at you?
Chicks never stop. Never.
Oh, there you go.
Go on. Go on.
Number nine. What you once took for granted is now a victory. Okay, so if your basic God-given rights, like killing a few beers and watching the game or other things you used to do regularly, have been usurped, now when you gain permission, you feel like it's your lucky day.
Oh, fuck that. No, that's never happened.
Okay, will you admit to if any of these happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're down to number eight. Your friends don't even bother. On your average Friday afternoon, you used to get several calls and even more text messages from friends wondering what your plans were for that weekend.
Yeah.
Now you don't get anything. All your friends have just accepted that you're whipped and you get no invites anywhere.
That happened only once.
Okay.
Okay, one time we're hanging out outside, all my buddies and just me and my girlfriend. And she wanted to go hang out and they wanted to go hang out. They wanted to do different things. So, you know, she gave me the whole guilty whisper. And I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to hang out here. I'm going to chill. And then they all drove away. And I just hear them all stick their heads out of the window as they peel out. And they're like, whipped! Nice. I was like, ah, damn it. All
right.
They were right.
Number seven. You constantly worry about her reaction. Okay. It's a definite sign that you're whipped when you get some piece of news, good or bad, and your thoughts immediately turn to how will she respond to when she hears it.
No, my mind never goes there.
No.
Okay. What about you?
You don't even consider how it affects you anymore. You consider about how she's gonna. It's either gonna piss her off or make her happy. yeah. Okay. I was at that point in a couple of relationships, and it totally fucks you up. You don't know what to do, and anything that makes you happy. You might think, oh, shit, this might not make her happy, so.
Damn.
Yeah, it's one of those things. All right. Next one is number six. She commits you to events.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one
shit is. Shit you don't want to go to. Fuck, I hate
that.
Yeah,
yeah. You might think that your calendar of events is pretty open for the next few months, but little did you know how wrong you were. She has committed you to other events.
Shit with her family?
Yeah. In actuality, you've been penciled into a dozen boring affairs. That you're completely unbeknownst to.
Yeah, especially the family parties.
Yeah, some of the family parties could be cool, but some
not when they're little kids parties.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Fucking horrible.
Number five, you have a different social group. When your friends are magically replaced with her friends, you can take it as definite signs that you're whipped. It's no longer acceptable for you to spend time with your old crew, so you find yourself looking at it for an accessible... This one's funny. You find yourself looking for an accessible substitute, which ends up being the boring friend of one of her friends. The boring boyfriend of one of her friends.
Oh, and that's the closest thing to bro.
Guy friend.
Ah, oh, that's so sad.
Okay, number four. You go home when she's ready. The decision to go home during a night of socializing is no longer yours. When you're whipped, now you wait for the I'm ready command. And that's
fuck.
We got,
and in your head you're thinking I'll make it worth it tonight.
Yeah, there you go. We've got number three. This doesn't happen to me. You have a joint email account.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You know, the case. But buddy meets dates and gets married to a dominant girl, and before you know it, you're receiving emails that are signed by both of them, but clearly written by her.
I can think of something close to that when...
That you're yawning during this fucking podcast.
Yeah, well, fuck. It's been a long... I'm working again, so it's been a long fucking week. But I can think of something that's just as bad. It's like a B to that. An A and a B to that.
Okay.
Our friend used to... We used to text him, and then his wife would answer his text for him.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That was... That was one of those... Maybe deal breakers. One of the... The straws on the
that camel's back.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, so number one.
No, we're on number two.
On number two.
She makes decisions for you. In your protective prison womb of a relationship, you no longer really make anything more than minor life decisions for yourself.
How about a wife or a girlfriend that writes checks for her husband that he can't cash?
Explain.
Like, if you're at a football game and your wife's rowdy and she starts getting in an argument with one of the guys there and she goes, "Shut up, or I'm going to tell my husband to kick your ass." Oh,
there you go.
That's one of those.
It's lights out for you, buddy.
Yeah. Because your wife might be one of those annoying women that, you know, writes checks for you. You got to cash them.
There you go. Number one. This is the top one. This is number one. This is number one. Going for beers requires permission. It's not just going for beers that requires your permission. So does every other trivial excursion in the mind. In the mind of your power-hungry girlfriend, going for a beer with your friend spells out trouble and therefore is heavily frowned upon.
I'm laughing at whatever poor soul wrote this, the top 10 list, sees women as overpowering ogres.
Well, I mean, you can't meet girls like that. There are women that are out there that are like that, but usually...
You're completely right. It's just I never know it until after where it's too late. Yeah, and it's like, I want out. Fuck that. Like, the sex isn't worth it, or she gained weight, or...
She gained weight.
You know, like, something where the balance tips
where it's not worth it. Stop with that. I think you would actually put up with your girlfriend if she gained weight.
Okay, I would. But you know what I'm saying, though?
All right, like, but wait. How much is too much weight?
That's a good question. Because, obviously, there is a limit. Good question. I don't know.
Is baby weight too much weight?
No.
So you're going to give her that extra 5 pounds she can gain when she has a baby.
No, of course.
That's what I heard you say. Yeah, five pounds is max when she's pregnant.
Yeah, no. That's fine.
Exactly what you said.
I'll allow it.
I heard that last night.
I'll allow it. Yeah, I'm an ogre, you know. That's all I am. That's all I roll. Yeah, I don't want to be dating Princess Fiona from Shrek.
Yeah.
Because that just look weird. Because I look like Shrek.
Okay, so how do you break it to your girlfriend, wife, that maybe you need to lose weight. Yeah, can you break it? Can you tell her, or do you have to just go with it until she says, "You know what? I think I may be gaining 2 pounds."
Well, maybe if she can shut her yap from shoveling so much food in it. Maybe she wouldn't be so sensitive to, if she wasn't so sensitive to gluten, she wouldn't be so sensitive to the truth.
What?
You know? How would you handle it?
I'd wait for her to say, you know what, I'm getting a little too much weight. So that's when, I think that's the time you say, you know what, maybe I should help you lose weight. Maybe we should lose it together, even though I don't have to lose any weight.
Won't the wife tell you, what are you trying to say, that I'm fat? You don't love me. And then start fishing for compliments like fucking every 5 minutes for insecure fucking... Sheesh. It's not like you're playing connect the dots with their stretch marks or anything.
I think the next show we have to talk about your issues with women.
So I guess that concludes the inaugural relaunching of this Queen Mary.
We have Orlando 2.0, the angry Orlando.
Angry Orlando.
Are we on any social media? What's going on with our shit?
We haven't checked our Facebook in a while, but you are on Twitter. We are on Gmail.
No, I got my Twitter hacked, remember?
So okay. We're on Instagram.
We're just on Instagram and Facebook.
What's our Instagram handle?
What?
What's our Instagram name? You mother!
Wait! I'll remember. Wait! Give me. I'm not going to stop recording this. Loose Lazy Podcasts.
You don't know.
Loose. No, it's. What was the name we thought we had? Too many beers.
Wow! How many beers have you had? You've only had a couple.
I was drinking some before you.
Were you doing the vodka tampon thing before I showed up? Sheesh. Okay, your brain officially checked out.
Loose Lazy Podcast. It's Loose Lazy Podcast.
@gmail.com.
No, fucker. Instagram. That's it.
All right, that's people, the French bulldog.
Nobody's entertained by this. We'll figure out our Instagram and talk about it next show, I guess.
Fuck, that was convoluted. I'm sure people fucking hung up. If this was a phone call, they would have hung up a long time ago. But don't forget to check out, send us your feedback on our email. Check us out on Stitcher if you have the Stitcher app, or on iTunes, search Loose and Lazy. Look for the black and white icon of us two chilling.
So Loose and Lazy Podcast at gmail.com. And
so what episode is this? Episode 2.01?
2.01, I think. I thought we're not naming the episodes.
Okay, we're not. All right, fine. But we're back.
What are you, a fucking nerd now, motherfucker?
Yes. Hashtag. Hashtag the world, son.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Peace.
Girl, you keep me on it, we ain't stopping till the break of dawn. We get the vodka out, we stand there and we take it all. You wanna move your body, you wanna move it slow. You wanna shake that body, you wanna take it to the floor. So we head to the bar, more drinks mean sex in the car. And I'm feeling tipsy, gotta check twice if she really with me. Cause this girl's looking nice, must have rolled them lucky dice. We gotta move quick straight to the dance floor. Looking tired but we still wanna dance more. 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 So she loves my music, kind of amusing the way that she chooses to be with a guy. Be reaching the skies, so like a deaf person, I'm reading the signs. I want a piece of the pie, wanna be nice, but I'm evil inside. So I move to another chick, grab another shot, man, I do it for the fun of it. Seems talk in the town, in your vicinity, walking around. It's take over time, we gotta do this verse in the back of the club with a new chick. Someone pass me a mic and I'll prove that. You'll know my name, it's never who's that. F-A-Z-E, that's me. So pass me the vodka and pass me the J-J-J. We run this town now. We run this, we run this, we run this, bow down. We run this, we run this, we run this town now. We run this, we run this, we run this, bow down. Give me a beer and I might get it started. Everybody knows we're the life of the party. Man, I'm feeling wasted, straight JD, I wanna really taste it. No weak shit, I wanna feel my throat burn. Then I'm getting carried on like I'm chauffeured. Next day, man, I'm hitting up the mic, trying to explain what I did up in the night.